to tape number one on Sunday, November 26th. Pardon the missing pause for about a minute. You have not missed much. We've corrected it, but the volume was down, and you'll have to wait just about a minute before the tape begins.
I know.
All is well. We can proceed.
Everything working?
Finally.
You're going to find that you who work on computers are going to have a lot of interference. It's going to do funny things for you. You're going to get the gibberish alphabet up many, many times when you're trying to print a writing. Be prepared for the entire grid system to go down, and I'm talking about your electric grid system. So if you're working at computers, make sure you write your program often, and then be a little patient with equipment. Your batteries are going to drain quickly, and so are you. While they begin to test these major global systems, it's going to be hard on all of you. You don't visit enough, really, and most people don't want to just walk in and say, well, I have the flu today, or I am really suffering today, so that you are able to communicate. It doesn't really matter, except that you might be surprised that you don't have the flu, but you have all the symptoms. And if many of you have the symptoms, you can look around, go outside, check your sky. Because when they are in full force, they will usually present early in the morning, late in the evening, and do their dirty work at night. So that most of you will not notice. But your entire sky has been covered in the night hours with film. That's plasma. They are pumping tremendous amounts of contradictory energy through the system. The HARP system, of course, produces extremely high frequencies, higher than your weather bands, but right up in your weather band ranges, on up into inaudible sounds, but you will be hearing them as very, very shrill whistles within your head, not coming in through your ears. So don't consider that whatever you're hearing is external, but some of it may be. If it is really annoying, check around to see what may be on and yet not fully operative. Light switches will sometimes produce these loud, shrill kind of hums, tones. So if you're annoyed, check and see what may be on. If there is a sound coming from your television, this is where they're taking all of your pictures. You're all on television now. They can adjust any television set remotely now on the right frequency so that they can take your picture while you're watching them. This is why you will often find yourself more and more frequently dropping off to sleep. They're not only pulsing subliminal information to you and commands to you, but they're putting you to sleep. It's just like a hypnotic trance, and you'll doze off. They won't turn off their racket, however. The opposition to this is the typical woodpecker very, very low frequency signals. These travel approximately 4 to 6 feet above the ground. They are made to hit their peak at about 6 feet because in America especially, you will pick up all of the population, adult population, between 4 and 6 feet above the ground. You will find that these pulse systems will go 50 feet into the water of the ocean. And you're going to have interference from these systems as one after another is tested. Keep your dark glasses handy. If they ignite the radiation belt, you're in serious trouble for a while. Well, you're in serious trouble for a long time, but for a while you're going to be in more immediate danger. These high-level radiation photon beams are extremely damaging. So try to cut your time outside in the open light by as much as you can comfortably do so. I'm not so concerned about you ones as I am the ones listening to this tape who think I'm full of it anyway. We've got enemies. I'm not even sure why we have enemies because I'm not really an enemy of anyone. And as you will see in a minute, it doesn't matter what you try to do, you cannot please all the people almost any of the time. And I don't try. Those days are over. I have a job to do. You have a job to do. And we have played footsies and handsies and nicey until it's time now to move on. I'm a little bit sad that some have, quote, cut out the minute it got a little bit rough and they realized that they had pulled some pretty good shenanigans. To the extent that Mr. Green has been in touch with Mr. Cleary suggesting that Ed is on his side. Well, Ed's on his own side. Ed has never said differently. He will serve Aton if that is appropriate, but Ed has always said, I serve Ed. So we don't pick when people are honest about this, but it has really come to serious and sad reality with what happened with the Inses. It turns out that he told everyone that that money came from his mother. It didn't. It came from Louise Bowman in Montana for the Institute. So now we have to struggle with this again because they highly, highly object to this having happened. And yet we turn around and I have no other opportunity to speak to you, and especially the ones outside this room that are just as much on the team. And yet I feel hampered by what we can discuss here. And I will try more and more, since Jean is not making it to these meetings regularly, we'll have to have more and more board meetings as we did on Monday or Tuesday to work through some of these problems with legal counsel. It's sad when it comes to this, when the world is literally being burned away, and yet you ones get highly focused, and I'm going to get into this in a little bit with ones of you who feel that you must do some receiving, and specifically it's going to be Tesla, because Dorma's had to write for Tesla this week, and she sits there and says, well, why don't you go and talk to Ed Young? Why don't you talk to Nori? Why are you bugging me? We don't need a bunch of receivers. We need some doers. Does everybody hear me? And I don't think that you can work out your personal problems with receiving back and forth constantly on the telephone to ones in Arizona or New Mexico or Texas or anywhere they are trying to tell you what you're going to do your job, because they don't know your job. And if you're uncomfortable with whatever you're doing, maybe it's not your job. So we'll take that up later, because Nori's getting quite distressed. Well, he's being pushed. And until these things become comfortable and your major focus, it's silly to push. All you're going to do is burn out. We're going to have to move more and more into the technology of the ability to produce various and sundry things. So these are things that I don't want spread around all the way to Florida so someone can volunteer to come up here and learn how to be an engineer. We've got engineers. We do need support of all sorts. But I don't want someone who figures, oh, well, I'm waiting for the Tesla energy machine. So I can present the world and save my people with free energy. That's been done. Forget it. It's just like dying on the cross. That's been done. It ain't going to be done again. At least you're not going to get any credit for it. So there's no point doing it. Why don't we just try to stay alive and do our jobs? Well, this one has been called Mission Impossible, and it gets to be funny amongst the team as they realize that everyone wouldn't be here if you didn't believe and yet nobody quite believes. And I don't blame you. And the minute you think you know, I slap your hands. And that's not fair. But there's a lot of testing going on and a lot of sorting going on. God doesn't usually sort anybody. He works that out with you. Until I am forced to do something, I don't sort anybody. But I'm no longer going to keep quiet either. When I see absolute crimes being committed in my presence and in my name and in the name of God, when the purpose is selfish, it just isn't going to happen anymore. That it's just pushed aside and Ecker picks up the slack. So, yes, we're going to move into some pretty interesting things. And I would hope that everybody would enjoy what we will be doing. But I have to be very cautious what I say. Let me just suppose that I say, well, we can build this pump. It's Mr. Tesla's pump. Oh, well, isn't that patented? Yes. Does everybody in here see the problem? Copyrights and patents are absolutely the greatest tools for getting the information to the hierarchy of the New World Order, that the fastest route and the one device that censors almost totally. Well, I'm not interested in building Mr. Tesla's pump to go sell around the world in competition with the New World Order. But there is nothing to prevent Mr. Tesla from building his own damn machine. And just like Walter Russell sat with Dharma, Mr. Tesla sits with her. And maybe the rest of you don't see him, but I want to tell you that he's very visible and he's very there. But now, wait till something like that gets out there, and the first thing you know, George Abbott will come back with a lawsuit saying they said that they were going to do something. I'm using this as an example because I'm not going to do that. I just want all of you to understand why some things are just not blathered out everywhere. Because when they come back, what? As a tool to use against you? And I can guarantee you in every instance to shift money one place or another. And I can understand the frustrations of the people out there. You see, it always seems like, well, what have the Eckers done? What have they not done? What have I done or not done? Commander. Well, how can you be so hard on this one? All they needed was just a little money. Well, what in the world do you expect? Money to grow out here on these little piddling bushes? It doesn't happen that way. And whatever happens is determined by the personal feelings of whoever. Mr. Ince said Mr. Ecker had plenty of money, he just didn't know how to prioritize it. Well, I guess Mr. Ince did. And he did it as president, for goodness sakes, of the Phoenix Institute. Exactly what George Green did. Only the names, places, and amounts are different. It's wrong. And this beautiful lady, near 80 years of age in Oklahoma City, wrote a scathing letter that I want read onto this tape. Now, EJ, you can do it, or Brent, or somebody. But I want it on the tape so you can see the ramifications of everything that we do.
Okay, the letter is dated November 17th, 1995. To whom it may concern, Many thoughts have been going through my mind for some time, but when I listened to the tapes dated November 11, 1995, things began to boil within. I am seething within, and I have to get rid of it, for which I would probably only receive a lot of negative energy. No, I won't, for I keep the light around me at all times, and I refuse to receive negative energy. But here goes anyway. I am so disgusted with the people out there in Tehachapi that when I listened to these tapes of November 11th, I just blew a fuse. I wonder what standard Jeff has for classificating his friends. If I knew a person of Rod's classification, he would certainly no longer be my friend. I would have reported his evil deeds immediately. You could call it snitching if you wanted to, but to me, it is standing up for that which is right and truth. I certainly would not protect a criminal. And wouldn't it just be a shame if you hurt his feelings? What is this thing called unconditional love? He has asked for his feelings to be hurt, and then again, why should they be hurt? He knows he stole the tools and equipment, and that is wrong. In my opinion, you people out there just lay yourselves down and make a nice soft carpet for the satanic forces to walk on. I can't imagine a people who knows who took the equipment and knows where it is and then plays shut mouth about it. This one will be taking from Jeff personally next time because his silence is a sign of approval of his deeds, and it will be good enough for him. But I wonder when you people out there will ever learn a lesson. You just keep letting the satanic forces run over you. I can't imagine why you have let these lawyers continue their tricks so long when you have the evidence that you could put a stop to this. Why? And you loan what money you have to scumbags who never intend to repay the money. Why? I used to wish I had some money to give you and help you out on your bills and expenses, but not anymore. If I sent you some, you would just give it to some scumbag, and I don't want my money given to such people. I work hard for my money, and I try to manage to spend it for good purposes. I have spent thousands of dollars, instead of saving it for old age, for printing and postage, for mailing free literature to people for several years, and still do it to some extent. But I started publishing a small subscription newsletter, 50 pages. Most of the material comes from the Contact newspaper, but I find the people are just not interested in truth. My subscription list just keeps falling. Some say it is negative, but do you know why people judge it as being negative? They are so filled with fear that they can't face what is coming upon our land. I classify it as knowledge, and knowledge equals power. Ignorance equals death and destruction. Oh, you might think, oh, well, this woman has never had any serious problems. That's just what you think. I have lived in hell for 79 years. Satanic forces have tried to destroy me from the moment I was born. I am a volunteer server for this planet for this time of transition. No, I don't want to die and get out of it. In fact, I don't plan on ever dying. This knowing was given to me 50 years ago when I was still in the church system. The spirit of fear is destroying people, God's people. Fear does not come from God. Probably 60 years ago, I went to a church convention in Dallas. I rented a motel and went to the services. One afternoon, I decided I was not going back to the afternoon service because I had some literature I wanted to read. The management had turned the air conditioning off, and my room was so hot that you could not breathe in it, so I opened the door and stretched out on the bed to read, and I was not even facing the door. There were several people outside, and the motel people had a German Shepherd dog running around, which I had observed but paid no attention to. As I was reading, the dog began to bark, and I knew it was close to my door, but there were some people next door standing outside talking, and I thought the dog was barking at them. But his bark got so vicious, and I thought it sounded like it was coming into my room. I raised up and looked, and there he was, just 2 or 3 feet from me. I looked that dog right in the eyes, and I said mentally, "I am a child of God, and I just dare you to touch me." That dog did not bark another time, but tucked his tail between his legs and backed out of the room. I overcame fear to a great extent by that experience, but I do not claim to be free from fear altogether. My husband one time told me that I didn't have enough sense to be afraid of anything. The only desire that I have in my life is to serve God. I have very few friends because their lifestyle just doesn't agree with me, and I spend my time reading and trying to gain spiritual knowledge. I am an avid reader. That is another thing that irks me about people giving away all the money. We get no more journals, and the paper has been cut down to a very small size. I loved it when it contained 96 pages. My world just stopped until I had read it all. So I call it irresponsible to give away other people's money to these scumbags. I was never a bread eater, But when I tried the spelt bread mixes, I just loved that bread. So we will probably see the time when we will have no spelt. I hope I never let the satanic forces run over me like they do out there. They just have a field day with you people. When are you ever going to learn to hold your own rights? I came to do battle against the forces of evil, and I intend to give them a black eye every time they come against me. That doesn't mean that I will win every battle, but I sure won't lay down and take it without a fight. I have everything that you have published, and I have two copies of many of the journals, but people are just not interested in that, includes my own family. They do not want to hear anything that I say about spiritual things, but I've been a family outcast from the day I was born. I will certainly never let my family or anyone else turn me aside from truth. I have two grandsons who are church ministers. One I wouldn't even know if I saw him. They are between 25 and 30 years of age with their own families and live right here in this city. I have never spoken an unkind word to them, and this includes most of my family, or done them harm in any way, but I love God more than I do my family. However, I could love them if they would let me. But I realize that it is all in the earth game, and I have been assured that my three daughters will eventually come into truth, but not before they suffer a great sorrow. So I will probably get a negative response from people for my thoughts, but I had to unload. I'm already beginning to feel free. I work as a home health nurse, so I have to have a loving, tender, and patient spirit to do such work, because I realize that the patients, most of them, are not responsible for what they do and say. But you people out there that are giving away all the money and protecting those of evil intent are of a sound mind and should learn and know better in love and light. Should I say the name?
Fine, yes, put it on there.
Grace Parsons.
And she's right. And when we all understand that she's right, we can get on with our jobs. Wherever something is going on that you hear about, let us say anybody in New Mexico, for instance, gets a copy, or maybe two or three copies of Contact, and it's dealing with the mystery disease around Gallup, Albuquerque, out in the Indian reservation. And, oh, well, this information is right on, and nobody else had this information. I must go to Tehachapi and work with these people, only to get here and find that we're bogged down in the grain cleaning apparatus. It's disappointing. But people have to begin to think about what they are doing. I don't understand, you know. I get back this all the time. Well, all I was doing was just getting out the word. This is George's favorite. I still get out the word. What word? Certainly not God's word. Or only in partial half-truths. While you are covering your actions. Well, isn't that what's the matter with this country? And this nation, this globe, Gaia, living planet. Now we're going to argue whether the term Gaia, planet, is a valid term. And whether or not Mother Nature will get even with all of you who have abused her. In nature, there is no getting even. There is only love. And consequences for whatever you do. I do not drum people out of the core, so to speak. If you, and I remind you, introduce yourself to me as Jesus Christ, I will always honor you by calling you Mr. Christ. But when you hurt the people who are struggling 24 hours a day to make it work on a physical level, in a physical plane, and another 24 hours a day has to be spent in rebuttal, it's not going to happen much longer. And that means that each one of you has to be discerning. don't let these people do these things. You are so Pleiadian, loving, giving, just kick me one more time. Well, I am not from Pleiades. I am from the halls of God. Now, does everybody hear me? I can yell louder as long as she can take it. I am a host of the messengers sent in the final evolution and cyclic evolvement of your globe. Why? Because you've got such cotton-picking, rotten dealers on this place that they plan to blow you away. That's unacceptable to God for His people. Some days it looks pretty good to me. Those are your choices. So I force not anybody. Ones volunteer, we accept the task, and we go about it to the best of our ability. Others hear about this wonderful place down there, this crazy nut, this beautiful place, this ugly place, this whatever place. And suddenly, somehow they are offended because they're not running the place and will consider some way to get control of it. Well, maybe what they want control of is not one of our major thrusts. On the other hand, since we're all having to struggle through here to the best of our ability and sidetrack that which will save your lives, it's really hard to have to deal with all these other things. Like no spelt at the ranch or the farm. I'm sorry. I call a ranch a cattle horse operation. I call a farm a farm. And you certainly cannot call Sunshine Valley Ranch a ranch because you don't even have a cow. Nor chickens, nor birds, nor anything anymore. So it's a milling operation. And all the while that ones think nothing's going on, a lot is going on. EJ is struggling every minute of every day just to pay for that next semi-full of spelt that has to come from the east. Because you don't have any. And it's a very little thing. But sometimes I think you ought to share the hurtful little things. Louise and Ben called and said, you can expect a check from us in the mail because in exchange for the farm equipment, Mr. Ent sent us a lot of grain. When the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing, it looks pretty silly, doesn't it? And when you are assuming the role of high-level board members, as Rod Ents and Ed Cleary were, how in the world can the rest of you function? It's painful. Nobody said it was going to be pretty or easy. I've told you it's going to be ugly and hard. But the choices get easier. You only have to make one. Is it godly or not? Is this within the law of the land and the law of God? And you don't have to hide. There is privacy to be considered. And above all the things that we're responsible for achievement in is privacy. Because a lot of people who share through corporation management. And the first and hardest and nastiest place to get in trouble is misuse of a corporation. And to use them to avoid or evade your responsibility is unacceptable to me. That's why you have been given volumes on the subject, lessons on the subject, teachers to teach lessons, and I have spent hours on the subject. It can either be a tool to use, or it's going to do you in. And these are not thrusts against anybody. These are consequences of actions. It is hard to believe. I have to share this because I don't think it's like the ones in Oklahoma City. This lady is in Oklahoma City where they have bombed the federal building. I am honored that she would bother to take time to write to us in Tehachapi. These people are on their mission and they know it. Does someone need to get it? I realize that there are some things that I say that probably should not go out on the tapes because they are misinterpreted. On the other hand, I am not going to let my team, my crew, the reason we started having meetings and tapes and journals and paper were to contact our crew. And if I cannot speak openly on a tape that goes to Oklahoma City, we're in trouble, people. And I am sick and tired of my tapes, the papers, the writings, everything makes it to Washington, D.C., before our people get them. But I don't care. Because I want them to know where they stand and what we're doing. Because I'm not at war with them. Now, I'm going to get at war with a few of our, quote, own pretty shortly. I do not like what is happening with Ron Jackson, specifically. I don't know who he thinks he's fooling, all of you. And he will bring threats against one. Keep out of my business. Bullshit, I'll keep out of his business. He is my business. Why doesn't he keep one promise made? He is my business. And the ones I made the agreement with are frothing because he is not keeping their contracts. He's still trying to get it for himself so that he has control over it. He can have all of it he wants. He'll just do his job. And I don't understand, when there are supposed to be zillions of dollars running around, why there have to be phone calls to our readers, just like Oklahoma City says. Grace is right. Why does somebody who purports to have 33 million followers have to call our readers and try to get money from them to keep an operation going in New Mexico and or Nevada? I object. That is my business. And you see, he can turn and say, well, screw you, because that's what he's been waiting to have happen until I get angry enough to say something and then, well, up yours. Put it where the sun don't shine, Commander. Well, I'm going to point out a few places where the sun don't shine with people who do not keep their contracts. Now, I don't know what kind of a game he's playing. Doesn't he realize there are public records? I believe it was on November 3rd. I don't know why they're hiding it. You'd think they'd be happy. I believe that he and Betty married. That's a legal document. A public record. Why are we hiding it? Why are we not celebrating the joyful occasion? What is this? We don't operate in secret, and we certainly do not build a new republic under these kinds of circumstances. But the Oklahoma letter certainly gave me cause to pause and think. We got another command order. send so many loaves of bread, mix so many bottles of gold, so many bottles of silver, oxysol, you name it, to Raton. But we get it from Ron Jackson. Just package it up and send it over there. It's already happened before. No. No. We can't afford to pay the light bill either. And all of the expenses of contact in this full operation is paid for by product. We don't have anything. Well, why doesn't God just provide? I would say God has provided beautifully for us. Anybody want to take exception is simply wanting something for nothing. We have the widest reading audience of any paper anywhere doing its job. I don't know why people won't subscribe. They're scared to death. I don't even understand why they're scared to death. It's, you see, that's a clique too. Oh, I'm too scared. I'm too scared to take responsibility. I'm too scared to get on the list. I'm too scared. They're not going to bother you. Who's going to bother you? They've got to get through me. Who is going to bother you? If you're not out there flashing your gun around, silly little toy, read. Read this week. They've got phasers the size of credit cards that can blow away this end of this whole town. That is a silly lie that you are still running around because you're still armed. And they're going to do this and they're going to do that to get your weapons. I want to tell you, your weapons as of now are zip. You want to know why you don't have any rain in California while it's flooding other places? You've got a grid over you. You had it there for 6 years, and they gave you a year of rain, and it's up there again. And if you look up in the sky early in the morning, you can see it. You can see the hub right over Northrop and all of the tentacles going out. And they're not contrails. Well, can't I break up that grid when we need rain? Yes, well, why would I do that? We don't have a crop to put the rain on, do we? Well, it turns out all of the farm equipment belongs to the Institute. We can't get any of it, and when you get the tractor, it's blown anyway. Now, for all of you who think funds are misused, you tell me how EJ is supposed to work this one out. And yet, with Miller's help, they will. Because they will help get at least a reasonable tractor to be used. But it puts all of you in debt. This is what I tried to say to Jeff. It has nothing to do with personalities or personal feelings. You don't have to figure out how you feel about a person. You better figure out what your relationship is with God. That's all. That is all. And you don't have to go to war with anybody. You don't have to shun anybody. Are you alone? Everybody has to realize I'm working today from a very long distance. And I don't feel your individual energies. So I have to be told. I'm above the grid. That means that I am far outside your ionosphere. I just don't enjoy struggling inside that system. It jangles everything. It's very hard to get through. And I can keep my systems open better. Ed has been waiting for a message from Soltech. to share with us. But I want to go ahead while I'm on the subject of people and jobs and tasks. You see, we're going to move through a period of time now where some of the engineers are going to need to, and this is for Mark. I was hoping Mark would be here, but it's perfectly all right that he's not. He can most certainly catch up. I don't really need anybody more than Charles and Bob James for the next project or the next thing that I need done. But all of you, you see, I want to focus on Nori because he's having a lot of stress and a lot of problems.
Let me start changing the tape.
Yeah.
I guess we're all back on the air.
This is also for ones who can't make it here all the time. Bob doesn't make it out here every time we have a meeting, and yet he is a co-manager of the farm. You see, if we ever can make this into the research and development farm that it was acquired to accomplish, we need...